The Rotters Club by Jonathan Coe, adapted by Simon Littlefield. Episode 2, The Very Moors of Doom.
Well, it's not exactly subtle, is it?
Subtlety is the English disease.
I thought that was syphilis.
What's Claire doing?
I've decided that Doug's bon mots have to be preserved for posterity. I'm going to be Boswell to his Johnson. He's a man who insists.
I'm glad to hear it. What do you think about the cover?
It's all right.
Might be libelous.
You think Eric Clapton's going to sue a school magazine just because we print his picture with the caption racist and 18-point bold type? Well, if he does, so much the better. We'll get into the newspapers.
We should really run it past the chief before we go to press.
Come on, that's censorship, pure and simple. We're living in Callaghan's Britain, not Ceausescu's Romania.
Are you spelling Romania with an O or a U?
Any halfway decent amanuensis would know that already. I thought that we were agreed if this paper...
Trotter! Forgive me disturbing your salon. Your mother. She's well, I hope.
Yes. Very well.
Good, that's very good. In which case, I wonder if you might object, or might not object, I should say, to passing on this small, communique. A notelet, nothing more. Entirely innocent in manner and import.
This is for my mother.
You have it in a nutshell.
Okay.
Very well. I shall let you return to your cabal.
What was all that about?
Nothing.
No.
What?
Just forget it. Let's get on. I thought that we were agreed if this paper was going to be anything more than a sixth-form gossip sheet, we were going to have to give it some edge. And that means politics. I thought we were agreed on that.
Well, yes. But I'm not sure this is, I don't know, the right approach.
What do you think, Ben? You're a fan of his, aren't you?
He used to be.
Oh, I don't know. What did Clapton actually say?
Well, I haven't got the exact quote. I haven't been able to find it. Something about Britain becoming one of its own colonies. He mentioned Enoch Powell anyway, I'm sure of that. He said that Powell was right and we should all be listening to him. It's in the article.
He was drunk, wasn't he?
So, what difference does that make?
This racism thing is beginning to obsess you. It's about time you changed the record.
It's about time you changed your reading habits.
Where did Ben go?
Well, you know, after all that's happened.
Seascape number 4, composed by Benjamin Trotter.
For Christ's sake, this racket's just not cricket.
Dad?
What are you doing in your sister's bedroom?
It's the quietest room in the house.
Thought he was strangling the dog. Now, let's see. Large feline, 5 letters beginning with T, ending with R. Feline's a cat. Kind of cat, 5 letters, beginning with a T. Tabby?
Pass us a dictionary, will you, love?
There you go.
Dearest Barbara, the first time I saw you at the parent-teachers meeting, I felt as Leonardo must have done when he first glimpsed the Meninas of Velasquez. I experienced the electric thrill of which Herbert Howells writes so movingly, describing his first big encounter with the Talis Fantasia of Vaughan Williams. I knew that I was in the presence of greatness, not merely the presence of a perfect human being, perfect physically and, I venture to imagine, perfect in spirit, flawless in quintessence, but of what might also be described without too much recourse to fancy as a perfect work of art. For you, Barbara, are the masterpiece for which I have been looking all my life. My very own opus magnus.
Feline. Animal of the cat family. So it has to be tabby. But a tabby's large. Well, Mrs. Freeman's next door is bloody enormous. 2 weeks ago it sawed off a fox. So the R must be wrong. The R came from rotten. What was the clue? Putrid six letters, fifth one E.
Pass me the dictionary, will you, love?
Who have they got writing for Women's Weekly these days? Bamber Gascoigne.
Ta.
Quintessence. Highly refined. He thinks I'm highly refined. No. No, this is all wrong. Horribly wrong. Concentrate, Barbara. Pressure cookers. Some of you love them. Some of you hate them. Your stars can help you slim. Are you Pisces, the indulger? Aries, the gourmet? Gemini, the nibbler? Cancer, the solace seeker? Food makes you feel good and that's half your trouble. When the blue bird of happiness eludes you, you...
Pass us a dictionary, will you, love?
Putrid. Decomposed, rotten. Well, so it is rotten. But if large feline is tabby, it's got to begin with a Y. So a six-letter word beginning with Y, fifth letter E, meaning putrid. Got it. Yucky.
Oh, Barbara. My Barbara. My paragon. Calipygic enchantress. Apogee of all that is pulchritudinous in this misbegotten, maculate world. Will the truculent forces of peripeteia ever vouchsafe us the sweet euphoria of sybaritic congress?
Pass me the dictionary, will you, love?
I don't know why you need a bloody dictionary. It's not like you're reading Dr. Chicago, is it?
Shut up and do your crossword.
Yucky. So that makes 11 across begin with C rather than T. Electrically powered passenger road vehicle running on rails. Four letters ending with M. Damn, I could have sworn that was tram.
The very aptly named leader of a local hiking club is a Mr. A. Mountain. If a cassette tape breaks, don't throw it away. The spools can be pulled out in the tape used as party streamers. In order to go to my night class recently, I had to let my husband cook dinner for my two kids, 6 and 4. The next morning I asked them if they'd enjoyed themselves and their only complaint was that they didn't like the ice lollies Dad had given them for pudding. When I checked in the freezer, I wasn't surprised. There were frozen carrots. Has your husband ever done anything really daft? Write in and tell us about it. Oh, I wouldn't know where to begin.
Round open vessel for washing hands and face. Five letters beginning with a B. Easy. Bowl. B-O-W-E-L. 23 across. Condition of perfect bliss. Seven letters ending in A.
I must see you again. It is my belief, my homeostatic credo, that we are destined to be one. Only when we are together, coalescent, infibulate, will I attain that fugitive condition of nirvana, which has been the sole desideratum of my infructuous, miscarried existence.
Pass me the dictionary, will you, love?
Nirvana. Condition of perfect bliss.
Gah.
Giving up again.
Quick and easy, it says. Quick and easy crossword, I ask you. I mean, what's a condition of perfect bliss when it's at home?
I'm sure I wouldn't know.
It's been awfully quiet the last few days.
It's always quiet.
No, but he's been especially quiet.
I think Claire thinks you're pining for something.
I didn't say that. I just seem a bit low, that's all.
I'm just worried about this closed circle article. I'm not sure we're going down the right road.
We've already been over that.
Yeah, I know we did. I'm still not convinced.
The closed circle is a nasty, divisive bit of elitist bollocks. It's like a bunch of school kids pretending to be the bloody Masons. It's high time someone did a proper expose of the whole thing. Show those guys up for the self-important tossers they are.
Have you been asked to join?
What are you doing here, Paul?
It's a free country, isn't it? Besides, there aren't any other seats.
Yeah, well, look, we don't want you talking to us.
It's a free country, like I said. Anyway, I ask you a question. Have you been asked to join?
Of course not.
Well, there you are then. You're only jealous.
Jealous?
You don't fool me with all that guff about elites. If you're not an elitist, then what are you doing at the school? You had to take an entrance exam, didn't you?
Yeah, but...
Elitism leads to competition, and competition leads to excellence. As for the closed circle, going to ask if I can join.
You? You're about 5 years too young for one thing. And you don't ask to join. They have to ask you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye.
Come on, sexy, I'll walk you home.
Oh, great.
Have you ever thought about getting him castrated? So, are you coming down to London with me at the weekend?
I don't think I should. I haven't been invited.
Well, I'm not the only one who's been invited. The enemy love the Clapton article. They want to meet anyone from the Billboard.
I think you better go by yourself.
You just won't do it, will you?
Do what?
You won't get out there. You won't take it off by the throat and give it a good old shaking. You never do that, will you, Benjamin? You never take your chances. Someone gives you a way to get out of this shitty place for a day or two and go and see something happening, something really happening, but no, you won't do it. You'd rather stay at home with your mum and dad and, I don't know, put your stupid record collection in alphabetical order or something. Make sure your soft machine comes before your stackerage.
It's not that. I'll just have to be back here on Saturday. There's always something I have to do on Saturdays. You're looking better, you know. Yeah, much better. You're much fuller in the face. You must be eating more. I bet the food in that place is pretty grim though, isn't it? Anyway, sorry, I'm wittering. It's nerves. Don't worry. Only sometimes, I don't even know if you can hear me. Oh, but of course you can, they've told me that, so I should just carry on. That's what they said, just carry on as if I was having a normal conversation. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, there was a bit of a scandal this week. Richards was playing scrum half for Astle House, and Culpepper was playing for Ransom on the inside right, or silly mid-off, or whatever those stupid positions are called. And nobody really knows what happened, but there was some sort of tackle, and the next thing you know, Culpepper's down on the ground, screaming in agony. And I mean literally screaming, and it turns out he's broken his arm. Well, Richards is very contrite, as you might expect, and... well, very upset about it, actually, because, well, he's a gentle sort of bloke and doesn't like to hurt anybody. Yeah, but now, Culpepper's going around telling people that he's had his arm broken on purpose by a black man, which is rubbish. The fact is that he just hates Richards and he'll do anything he can to make life hard for him. Well, he seems to just hate him more and more every day and, well, nobody can see where it's going to end.
Bloody gearbox.
Why don't you buy a decent car for once? A foreign one?
Less of that. This car was made by craftsmen. Real craftsmen. And I should know. Anyway, how can I? What would people say? Hey, where's your jacket, son? It's freezing out there.
I don't need one, Dad.
You're not going down to London without a jacket.
We left it at home.
Then put your blazer on.
Are you kidding?
Take it down with you in your bag. You'll need it.
Thanks for the lift.
No problem. Have you not even got a phone number? Just somewhere we can contact you in an emergency?
Well, they didn't say exactly who'd be putting me up. Anyway, what use is it to you? I thought you were going away on that union meeting this weekend.
Yeah, I am. But your mother'll worry.
Well, I'll give her a call when I get there.
They don't take drugs, do they, these people? You're not getting into that kind of a scene.
Of course not, Dad. The enemy's not that sort of paper. Anyway, I can look after myself. I know how to say no.
See you then.
Anyway, Richards is going to add another string to his bow soon. He's joined the Drama Society. Or not joined it exactly. Well, he's never acted before in his life, but he's just landed the lead in the Christmas production of Othello. Well, they don't have a very extensive pool of black actors to choose from, do they, at air school? But Harding offered to do a Laurence Olivier again and get to work with the boot polish, but well, that suggestion didn't go down too well this time for some reason. As for Desdemona, well, I don't have to tell you who that's going to be. Sicily, of course.
Oh, Bill, wouldn't it be lovely if we could spend every evening together like this?
Cheers, Miriam.
To us. I can't go on like this, Bill, I just can't.
Good evening. What would you like to order?
Mixed grill.
Chicken in a basket, please.
Do you want chips with that?
What's the alternative?
Just chips.
Chips is fine.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Do you not like chips?
It's all right, really.
Well, she loves chips. Adores them, in fact. We both do.
Is it the power cut?
I can get you another candle. I'm sorry about that, but it's those flaming unions again.
This is a purely personal matter. Please go away. And bring us another bottle of Blue Nun while you're at it.
I'm sorry, I'm being stupid.
Oh, don't worry, it's this place. I know how you feel. It's so depressing.
It's not that. It's Irene. I want you to leave her and move in with me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I don't believe this is happening.
Bill?
Don't look around and don't say anything. Just go straight up to the room on your own.
What are you talking about? Did you hear what I just said to you?
Of course I heard, and we'll discuss it, I promise. But right now, Jack Slater is right behind you. And if we don't get out of here in the next 10 seconds, he's going to see us.
Gosh, isn't this a hoot?
They were bloody amazing.
My goodness, they gave it what for? My ears are ringing like nobody's business.
Fee, look, Fee, are we going to slope off soon?
Yeah, hurry up, Fee. I said we'd meet Mick Squirt and the rest of the gang down at Parsons.
Douglas, this is Jack and Fudge. Douglas is a journalist.
Oh, do you ride for Horse and Hound too?
No, the enemy. I met him in the lift today.
Oh, you're going to write about this concert?
No, not tonight. I'm just here as a punter.
Well, I thought the last lot were awfully good.
This racket's brought on a stinking headache and all these proles are giving me the willies.
We might catch something unspeakable.
I'm a pro myself, actually.
Douglas is from Birmingham.
Oh, hard cheese. What rotten luck, old boy.
I must say you picked up our lingo frightfully well. I can understand you almost perfectly.
I can't see the point of a place like Birmingham myself. Full of packies, isn't it?
Packies and proles.
Could we go somewhere else? I think your friends are the stupidest pair of stuck-up tossers I've ever met.
Hey, look here, pipsqueak. How'd you like a bunch of fives smack in the middle of your oiky face?
Probably about as much as you'd like my flick knife smack in the middle of yours.
And yeah, I'm still mad about her. Yeah, I know, it's been going on for years now and I haven't even said a word to her yet. It's getting ridiculous. I've practically written 4 symphonies and 6 verse cycles about the woman and still she wouldn't know me from Adam if we were to meet in the street tomorrow. Nothing ever seems to happen at school that would make our paths cross. It's almost as if the gods were against me on this one. I mean, the main reason I started working for the magazine was because I assumed she was going to be one of the editors too. And she never showed up for the first meeting. Well, the only way I could get to know her is through Claire. Well, she's the last person I could ask to do something like that. The last person on Earth, for obvious reasons. Of course, the other big news at the moment is that the band's going to have its first rehearsal in a few days. Finally, after all these years of talking about it. No, it's all right, really. It's just a dog. It's just a dog barking. Come on, hold me tight. It's okay, calm down now. Will you please keep your sodding dog under control? I don't care about that. Can't you see he's scaring her to death? Come on, yeah, hold on to me. The dog's gone. The noise is gone. It's all right. Everything's going to be all right. Home now. Back to your room. Everything's going to be all right, Lois.
Have you really got a knife, Dougie?
Of course not.
Pippin.
Is that a hot neighbor of the fireplace?
What? Oh, yeah, I think so. David gave it to Daddy or something. Now shut up, Oiki, and get down there.
Down where?
You mean you've never tried it this way before?
Yeah.
You're not a virgin, are you, Dougie? Oh, Dougie. Oh, isn't this topping? Oh, I think I could keep going all weekend.
Me too.
Oh, what a bother. I'm expected for lunch tomorrow. In Gerrard's Cross.
The counsellor.
But it's with my fiancé's parents.
You're engaged?
Oh, yeah. It's the most frightful bore.
Well, when will you be back?
Oh, not till Sunday night. I think we're going riding.
Well, that's all right. I've got masses of homework to do this weekend anyway.
Homework? You mean you're still at school?
Yeah, that's right.
Golly. I suppose that means I'll never see you again.
Yes, old thing, I suppose it does. What a hoot.
God bless the unions.
If it hadn't been for that power cord, Slater would have seen us.
Where have you been, Bill?
I went past reception to find out who all those oddballs with Slater are. It's a training conference for the Association of British People.
So?
The bastard's a fascist.
Come to bed, Billy. It's freezing out there.
You don't understand what these people are about. I mean, at least with Enoch Powell, you've got some thought behind it, something you can argue with. And Christ, even the National Front's got an ideology of sorts. But these people...
Oh, that's better, love. Come closer.
It's just an instinct with them. It's just hatred. Hatred and violence.
Do you think he saw us? Mr. Slater?
No, he didn't see us. I saw him. That's more to the point. So now I know. Now I know he's been spreading that stuff around, all those leaflets.
Probably doesn't matter anyway. I think he already knows.
Eh?
He came up to me a few days ago.
He's a little sod, an interfering little bastard. What did he say?
He hates me because I won't sleep with him.
What?
He asked me out for a drink. I said, no, thank you. And politely, you know, in a pleasant sort of way. And he said, why didn't we skip the drink then and just go for a nice screw back at his place? So, naturally, I was horrified. And I told him in no uncertain terms. And he said that I needn't act all innocent. He knew just the kind of girl I was. He knew all about me and you. He could see it in the way we looked at each other. And then he started calling me all kinds of names like slut and whore and dirty piece of stuff. And then I told him that even if I was a whore, I'd have to be paid more than £1 million to do it with a creep like him. And then he just stared at me. Stared at me for ages and ages. I don't think I've ever seen anyone look so angry. I'm sure he was going to belt me in the face or something.
I would have belted him back if he had, I can tell you that.
But instead he just walked out the room. Without saying another word. And in a way, that was the most scary thing of all. I could see it in his face. This hatred, this total hatred he has for me. Well, don't worry about it, Bill. I don't care if he's got it in for me.
Oh, I'm not worried. Not about Slater, at any rate. He's history.
Good speech, Doug.
Thanks, Steve.
You were fantastic.
All right, calm down, Claire. What did you think, Ben?
Jesus, Robin Day speaks.
Bloody hell.
Good afternoon. Ronald Culpepper, candidate for the National Front.
Yay!
Hey!
Can't believe I've let Culpepper do this.
It's an unfortunate byproduct of democracy.
Shut up, Ben. I wonder where the Nazi make a fool of himself.
And if this Labour government doesn't abandon its policy of racial tolerance, droves of dark-skinned sub-racials will swamp our green and pleasant land.
Jesus.
How long must we endure this lie of racial equality?
I've had enough of this crap,
Steve.
And so, I urge you to consider that a vote for the National Front is a vote for Britain. And a vote for any other party will deliver us into the very maws of doom. The Moors of Doom!
Oh, look at that one.
I just can't believe that Culpepper got 6 votes.
Well, at least the National Front didn't win.
Great. Well, I'm over the sodding moon the bastard Tories won.
My dad hasn't stopped laughing at his own joke about the massive swing to the right party.
A massive swing to the right party. Do you get it, Bill?
You'll get it in a minute, Trotter.
Bill, we're supposed to be having a friendly drink.
Come on, Bill. All's fair in love and politics.
Come on, Sam. You've had your say.
This is the beginning of the end for Callaghan.
Great, isn't it?
What's so bloody great about it, Trotter?
Bill.
Well, honestly, love, don't expect me to be happy about the biggest Tory swing since the war.
A massive swing to the right party.
Ben was telling me about his friend Claire's sister. Just upped and disappeared. Her poor parents.
Miriam. Yeah, bad business. She was a lovely girl, Miriam.
You know her?
Oh, yeah, she was secretary of the charity committee, wasn't she, Bill?
Yes.
I expect there's a man behind it.
Oh, there normally is, eh, love?
I wouldn't know about that.
And don't forget tomorrow.
What about tomorrow?
The rehearsal. We've waited years for this. You're my Fred Frith.
Who?
I'd rather be Joe Strummer.
Who?
Hey, Doug! Dougie! Oi, Dougie!
What do you want, Runty?
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Keir Hardie.
What do you want?
Why, look, what's this?
It's a sparkler fizzing out, you idiot.
No. It's the death of the socialist dream.
No. Remember, we're Gandalf's pike staff.
We don't have to be.
Yeah, all right, the name's not important, but the music is.
I can't play this. It's 14 pages long.
So?
And I can't read music.
What? You never told me.
You never asked.
You can play by ear, though.
I'd rather use my fingers.
Oh, look, let's just have a go and see what it sounds like, OK? That's it. Coming up to the minor modulation. No, it's in five! Five! One more than four! What are you doing? This part is in G-sharp minor.
G-sharp minor!
This is more like it.
The more, the more, the more, the doomer!
The Rotters Club starred James Bradshaw, Hayden Gwynn, Frank Skinner and David Tennant, with Sam Bradley, Olivia Colman, Emily Corrie, Emma Cunniff, Adam Paul Harvey, Martin Hyder, Alexander Perkins, Christopher Simpson and David Troughton. The Moors of Doom was performed by Louis Philippe and Jonathan Coe and engineered by Ken Brake. The Rotters Club was written by Jonathan Coe and adapted for radio by Simon Littlefield. The producer was Lucy Armitage.